Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
This is WBUR's All Things Considered. I'm Lisa Mullins. A WBUR poll just released today shows that in two top races Massachusetts voters will face in next fall's election, the incumbents are the hands-down favorites, at least for now. The poll questioned 504 registered voters in the state last week, and it finds that U.S. Senator Elizabeth Warren and Governor Charlie Baker are in good standing, and neither one seems vulnerable to challengers from the opposing party. Marina Tolley has scoured the results of the poll. She is a professor of political science at Emmanuel College. Thanks for coming in.
I'm happy to be here.
Elizabeth Warren first. She's being challenged by scientist and entrepreneur Shiva Iyaduray, who is a Republican, and by Republican Representative Jeff Deal, who is considering a run against her. He hasn't announced officially yet. The poll has Warren up by 31 points over Deal, 36 points over Iyaduray. Marie, what do you make of the popularity when, in our last poll, which was in January, there was disconcerting news for the Warren camp? 46% of voters thought it was a good time to give someone other than Elizabeth Warren a chance. What's changed in the last 6 months?
I'd say five factors: February, March, April, May, and June.
Meaning what?
The Trump factor. Elizabeth Warren in January was facing a new administration. And if you think about the things that happened during those 5 months, Elizabeth Warren has basically carved out a continuing role for herself as being a devil's advocate. I think the way she was treated by particularly the Senate in trying to quiet her down and the Trump administration are all to her benefit.
Well, that's interesting. You think they're to her benefit. I wonder if there are some detractors, because Trump, she keeps after him and he keeps after her. She's keeping after him on policy as well as on her colleagues in the Senate. President Trump keeps after her in terms of calling her names. Does that manage to score any points or just not here?
In Massachusetts, it scores points for her. So if Elizabeth Warren has a favorability rating now of 55% and Donald Trump's unfavorable rating in Massachusetts is 65%, which will only get worse as the investigations continue.
Worse for Trump, better for Warren.
Worse for Trump.
You think one goes with the other.
Right, absolutely. And if Elizabeth Warren continues to be attacked in the Senate as she was, that's going to raise the dander for a lot of voters in Massachusetts.
Let's turn to the governor's race, then. The governor of the state is still looked on favorably. Our pollster Steve Gazzella says that Republican Charlie Baker is even popular still among Democrats. There are three Democratic opponents so far who are running against him. Of those three, Newton's mayor Seti Warren comes the closest. He is 27 points below Baker. Environmentalist Robert Massey is 30 points below. And the man who was the administration and finance secretary under Deval Patrick, Jay Gonzalez, is 33 points below. The one person, though, who comes the closest in the poll is someone who is not even running, and that is Attorney General Maura Healey. What do you make of that?
I don't think that this is a time that Maura Healey would challenge Governor Baker. Governor Baker has been a top-notch governor. He's a Republican who knows how to be a Republican in a Democratic state. He's very much reflective of the old Republican Party. He's a moderate Republican who can reach across the aisle. He's criticized by many Republicans because he's not been more supportive of Trump, but he's quite smart in not being supportive of Trump, both in Massachusetts and also if he has any further aspirations.
So polls like this one take the pulse of voters at one moment in time.
Exactly.
But how do the candidates read polls like this, or potential candidates, in fact? They may be running their own polls, we know, but what do they do with this kind of information, especially 16 months away from the election?
Absolutely. You know, and anything can change in a heartbeat. It's an uphill battle, both for those who would oppose Baker or Warren. It's not insurmountable. I mean, look what happened with Hillary Clinton. So it's not insurmountable. Anything can change between now and 2018. But it is an uphill battle financially and name recognition-wise. And as long as Warren and Baker continue to do what they're doing, hold a steady course, as Ronald Reagan used to say, I think that the numbers now speak very, very positively for them, particularly since, again, back to those 5 months of how they behave during this Trump era. That said, things are going to get worse on the Trump side. And at least Elizabeth Warren is freer to speak out than Charlie Baker is. But he's going to have to take a stand on that, too.
Marina Tolle teaches political science at Emmanuel College. Thanks.
Thank you.
For complete poll results, check out our website, wbur.org.